Welcome to the deep dive. Okay, so imagine this. You've got a fantastic product, it's booming in your home market, and, well, the world seems to be calling.
Right.
New opportunities feel like they're everywhere. And especially with today's volatile trading environment, you know, tariffs, regulatory shifts, maybe economic slowdowns, it's really pushing companies to diversify.
Definitely seeing that push.
But then you hear the horror stories, don't you? Companies pouring millions into new countries only to hit these unexpected regulatory walls or maybe cultural missteps, logistical nightmares.
Oh, yeah. Costly mistakes.
Exactly. The hard truth is entering a new market without being, well, properly ready, it's just one of the fastest ways to waste time, money, and frankly, your reputation.
Absolutely. It burns through resources.
So today we're diving into how to navigate that strategic minefield. For this deep dive, our source material points us towards a powerful solution. The Market Entry Readiness Assessment, or EMR, it's from ALG Group Global.
You're right.
And it's basically an expert-informed tool designed to help business leaders check, you know, validate if they are truly prepared to launch somewhere new.
And this kind of assessment, it's just, it's absolutely crucial because, you know, far too often companies treat international expansion almost as an opportunistic move.
Like a reaction.
Exactly. Reacting maybe to a single distributor inquiry or a connection made at a trade show. It's not really treated like a well-structured cross-functional strategy.
Meaning getting everyone on board. Sales, marketing.
Precisely. Sales, marketing, operations, finance. They all need to be aligned.
Yeah.
Contributing right from the start. EMR helps businesses kind of pause and answer the questions that really matter before you commit serious capital or, you know, your brand equity.
Okay.
It's about building that solid, informed foundation first.
Right. That makes perfect sense. So our mission today, then, is to unpack not just what this tool does, but really the fundamental principles behind it.
Mm.
And who stands to gain the most from these kinds of insights? And crucially, the specific areas companies must master to avoid those all too common pitfalls when going global. It's about giving you, the listener, a bit of a shortcut to being well-informed on this critical strategic challenge.
Good way to put it.
So how exactly does this assessment, Mirai, translate that crucial idea of readiness into, well, actionable insights?
Well, it provides a really structured way to look at your preparedness. It covers no less than 10 critical dimensions.
10. Okay.
Yeah, think of it like a comprehensive health check, but, you know, specifically tailored for your international ambitions.
That structure sounds vital. I imagine it stops you overlooking things.
That's exactly it. It ensures you're not missing those areas that often become really costly surprises down the line. Specifically, it delves deep into your go-to-market strategy alignment.
Which is more than just sales, right?
Oh, much more. It's how you price, how you distribute, how you communicate in a totally new cultural context. Then there's regulatory awareness. And it's not just about the obvious stuff like tariffs. It's understanding those granular details, things like local labor laws, data privacy regulations, maybe even less obvious product certification standards that can just unexpectedly halt your launch.
Wow, okay. That gets complex quickly.
It does. And it also covers things like local customer and partner readiness, operational and logistics preparedness, and crucially, your financial projections and risk planning.
Right. The money side.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And what's really fascinating here, I think, is that each section doesn't just ask you questions. It actively identifies gaps and flags key risks. And then it gives you tailored recommendations you can act on pretty much immediately.
Okay, so it's practical.
Very practical.
Right.
You know, from our deep dive into like over 100 actual market entry cases, a really surprising insight came out.
Hmm.
Many failures weren't actually because of poor market demand.
Really? What was it then?
Often it was preventable internal misalignments. Or just overlooking these kinds of nuanced details we're talking about. We've seen companies spend millions just to discover their whole entry plan was based on, say, flawed financial models.
Ouch.
Yeah, leading to complete withdrawal, massive losses. This assessment really aims to prevent those kinds of costly miscalculations by flagging the risks nice and early.
That's a powerful point, avoiding those preventable missteps. So given all that, I'm curious, you know, there are lots of business frameworks out there. What truly sets this assessment apart from other methods companies might already be using?
That's a fair question.
Because, like you said, many can feel too generic to be really helpful. Or they need these expensive consultant-led workshops that just take ages to give you anything concrete.
Right. And that's where Marie really distinguishes itself. It uniquely combines, first, these targeted strategy questions that are grounded in those best practices from the 100-plus real-world market entry cases we just mentioned.
Okay, so it's based on actual experience.
Exactly. Second, it uses an expert-reviewed scoring model. It's built on what actually drives success abroad, not just, you know, theoretical concepts from a textbook.
Makes sense.
And third, for speed, and this is key, it leverages fast, AI-assisted analysis. So you get insights quickly and clearly, often in hours or days, not, you know, waiting weeks or months for a report.
Wow, hours or days. That speed and clarity must be game changers, especially when you're looking at maybe diverse or sometimes ambiguous markets, places like Latin America, Southeast Asia, maybe Eastern Europe or beyond.
Absolutely. It really helps you step forward with a degree of confidence in pretty much any geography you're considering.
Okay, so let's talk about who this is really for. Who truly stands to gain the most from digging into an assessment like this?
Well, it's pretty clear. If you're a company looking to expand beyond your core market, especially if you feel maybe overexposed, you know, too reliant on just one market and you really need to diversify, this is tailor-made for you. Or perhaps you're a business leader who's under pressure to identify new growth markets, but you also have to manage the inherent risks that come with that.
Right, balancing growth and risk.
Exactly.
Yeah.
This tool is really designed for people like CEOs, chief strategy officers, export managers, international sales directors, essentially anyone who wants an actionable entry roadmap.
Not just another slide deck.
Precisely. Not just another slide deck full of high-level theory. It helps transform your approach to international growth from being perhaps speculative to being genuinely strategic.
Okay.
It gives them that confidence to actually invest in new markets while, crucially, mitigating some of those significant downside risks.
So, wrapping this up a bit, what does this all mean for you, the listener? I think the core insight here is that taking this assessment, well, it might only take a few minutes of focused thought.
Mm-hmm. That's quite efficient.
But the strategic clarity, the insights you gain, they could profoundly reshape how you approach your international growth plans entirely. It's really about moving with confidence, precision, and speed.
Well said. And if we connect this to the sort of bigger picture, it raises, I think, quite an important question. In a world that's constantly pushing for diversification and new growth,
which it is,
what hidden costs might companies be incurring by not having a clear, structured understanding of their market entry readiness? Is it the cost of lost opportunity, perhaps? Or maybe the higher cost of constantly reacting to problems instead of, you know, proactively preventing them?
That's definitely something to mull over as you think about your own insights into global business and, well, strategic planning in general. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive.